Welcome to Media Partners Learning Essentials podcast, delivering engaging content on relevant workplace topics so you can become the best version of yourself at work.
Hi, my name is Pamela, and I'm your host for this podcast. Today, I'm pleased to bring you the audio version of our best-selling employee retention film, Keeping the Good Ones. The inspirational and heartwarming story of one manager who learns that connecting with his employees and treating them like people first and employees second is the key to retaining the good employees he already has. So join me as we hear Marvin, our well-meaning manager, talking to us from his backyard greenhouse, recounting the valuable lessons about keeping the good ones that he learned from his staff. We'll also hear from the people on his team who speak candidly to us from their break room about Marvin and his journey. We first meet up with Marvin doing what he loves best, nurturing the plants in his greenhouse.
Have you ever experienced one of those times when everything falls into place? You're on a roll. Everything at home and work is just clicking. Everybody's happy. Everybody's getting along. Life is good. That was my life a year ago. I'm the manager of a small hotel. I had a great staff. Everybody was excited. We were just 3 weeks away from hosting our first real convention.
As Marvin walks through the doors of the busy boutique-style hotel he manages, he waves to a staff member who is cheerfully engaged in conversation with some hotel guests.
That's Grace, my assistant manager. The convention was really her baby. When she brought up the idea the year before, I wasn't so sure we could pull it off. At our size, it's hard to compete for convention business. But that's just the kind of challenge Grace loves, so I let her run with it. She's great. I wish I had 10 more like her. You're leaving?
I don't know what to say.
Well, there's got to be something we can do to keep you here.
A wide-eyed Marvin stares across the desk at Grace, a look of disbelief on his face. Grace smiles at Marvin. She knows this will be difficult with the convention coming up, but it's time.
I can't pass up this opportunity.
I have lots of opportunity for you here. Let's talk about this. If it's a matter of pay, I've got some room.
Marvin, I'm sorry. It's time for me to do something different. They need me to start in 2 weeks.
2 weeks? That's before...
Marvin stopped himself. He was thinking about the convention. Grace leaving put them in a difficult position.
Wow. We're really going to miss you.
Sounds like a great opportunity, Grace. I'm happy for you.
As he listened to Grace go on about her new position, he put up a good front. But he tells us a different story.
What a performance.
So,
I didn't feel happy for anyone. The only thing I felt was depressed and a little betrayed. I trusted Grace. I couldn't stop thinking back to the last few weeks. All those times she'd look up from her computer and smile, probably just finished updating her resume. Or when she'd get back a few minutes late from her lunch break, no doubt returning from another job interview, playing me for a fool. Wait a minute. Do you see how sick this can get? Grace was the best, most loyal employee I ever had. She always gave 100%. I was wasting time and energy feeling bad about losing a good employee when I should have been learning from it, so I could keep the good ones I still had. Like most leaders, I always figured that to some degree it was just a fact of business life. Employees come and go. You can't offer everyone everything they want. In fact, there's only so much you can offer them with a limited budget and limited career paths. But what I was about to discover were the three things I could offer. Three things that mean more to most employees than raises or promotions. But I'm getting a little ahead of my story.
Back at the hotel, the kitchen is bustling with food preparation and morning activity.
Grace was leaving. That was that. My first challenge was to find a way to break the bad news to the rest of the staff.
Marvin is talking with Maria, an assistant manager. She's checking in with Devin, the line cook, when Marvin interrupts.
You knew? Why didn't you tell me?
I didn't want to break her confidence. We're friends.
Well, thanks a lot. I thought we were friends.
Well, we are. It's just that's different. You know, you're my boss.
Speaking to us later, Maria smiles when she mentions Grace, and then talks about Marvin and how he handled her news.
Grace was always much bigger than her job. You'd think he'd be happy for her.
She thinks back to Marvin in the kitchen.
Well, a heads up would have been nice, Maria. We're less than 3 weeks from the convention.
That was the most disappointing part. To him, it was all about the convention, not a thing about missing Grace as a person. If she was his favorite, what did he think of me?
In the kitchen, Marvin's frustration begins to show as he confronts Maria.
So does everybody know? Am I the only one? Should I even bother to announce it at the staff meeting?
Yes.
Yes? To which question?
All of them?
Later, from the break room, Devin speaks to us candidly about the situation with Grace.
We didn't need a staff meeting. Everybody knew already. That's the difference between Grace and Marvin. They're both bosses, but Grace got to know people, and she'd let you get to know her. So it was like you weren't just working for the company, you were working for her. To Grace, you're a person first and an employee second.
What Devin just said is key. In fact, it's the first step to keeping your good ones. Marvin didn't understand the importance of connecting with team members as people first and employees second, but he soon learns it.
Did you hear what Devin just said? Don't make my mistake. A year ago, I would have been too busy to hear it. Listen to that again. Devin just gave you the first step to keeping your good ones.
To Grace, you are a person first and an employee second.
Employees make up a department. Workers make up a shift, but people make up a team. Grace knew how to connect with people. In survey after survey, when employees are asked what they value at work, the things that top the list aren't pay or job security. They're things like feeling appreciated, feeling in on things, feeling part of something. People need to feel connected to their team and to you. Not just as a boss, but as a person. That's the first step to keeping your good ones. Make a connection. Grace knew that secret. She could take people who started off thinking, it's a job, and she'd inspire them into thinking, I belong here. I was about to realize how important connection really is.
In his office, Marvin is going over paperwork when Maria comes to the doorway. She looks a little apprehensive.
Marvin?
Hey.
I thought about what you said this morning, and you're right.
Good. About what?
Well, you do deserve a heads up. So here it is. There are others.
Others?
There are other employees who are thinking of leaving.
Who?
Please, I can't tell you that. It's just that there are people who are only staying out of loyalty to Grace.
Great. Thanks.
Thinking about the events of the day, Marvin couldn't shake his feelings of irritation.
Oh, I was in deeper trouble than I knew. But all I remember thinking at the time was, you know what? People are gonna do what they wanna do anyway. I don't have time to babysit a bunch of unhappy employees. I've got a convention to worry about.
Tony.
So that's what I did.
You got a second?
Yeah, sure.
I worried. I worried everyone's sick.
Marvin paces in the lobby as Tony, the desk manager, walks over to join him.
How's it going?
Pretty well. I have a couple extra hands coming in this Saturday, and we might be kind of tight, but I think we're good to go.
Marvin stares at him blankly.
The Walker reception?
Oh,
Oh, right. Oh, that's this weekend. Okay, look, I just want to make sure that in between the day-to-day stuff, that you're doing all the prep for the software convention, right? I mean, it's coming up in less than 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. Still, a lot of stuff needs to be nailed down. You're up for this, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because people need
Poor guy. I was blathering on with some corny pep talk. I had no idea how to help or inspire Tony because I'd never made a real connection with him.
Later, Tony talks to us from the break room.
I guess he meant well, but I didn't need another reminder from Marvin about how important the convention was. I mean, I was panicked enough about that already. I kept on listening for some kind of clue or sign that it was all right to ask Marvin for help if I needed it. I mean, I was hoping.
Flawless service.
I got nothing.
Nothing is right. In fact, Marvin didn't have a clue that Tony might be looking for some help or support, because he was stuck in his own little world, worrying about the convention. Walking out to his car that afternoon, Marvin thought back on their conversation, and his anxiety began to grow.
It struck me that Tony seemed overly distracted. I wondered if he was one of the people Maria had tried to warn me about. Maybe that's why he didn't seem very excited about the convention. He wasn't planning on being around for it anyway.
Oh, please, not today.
Marvin gets out, pops the hood of his car, and looks at the engine with frustration. Just then, Devin walks up.
Might be your injectors. My cousin Donnie had one of these. Sweet ride.
Yeah, they're great when they're running. Right now, I think I'd trade it for a cab. Got a lunch meeting.
I'm on break, boss. Where's your meeting?
Marvin looks uncomfortable, squished into the passenger seat of Devin's tricked-out, customized car. Unaware, Devin smiles, cranks up a song on the radio, and turns to Marvin.
Check it out. My baby daughter just turned one, but you should see her groove in her little car seat.
I had no idea Devin was a father. I'm a father. Did I even try to make a connection? Did I even ask his daughter's name? No, I'm too busy with my own little world to try to connect with his.
At a traffic light, Devin comes to a stop next to a car with two cute 20-somethings. When they turn and smile, Marvin is flattered and smiles back. The driver of the car giggles, then yells something to Devin. But the music is too loud. In the house, cause I'm coming with that.
What?
Cute dad!
Not what Marvin expected to hear. He sinks down in his seat as the giggling escalates and Devin hits the accelerator. Moments later, Devin pulls up to the restaurant just as Marvin's two clients arrive. They snicker as they watch Marvin struggle to get out of Devin's low-riding car. Finally on his feet, Marvin greets his clients as Devin yells out the window.
Hey, you want me to pick you up?
No thanks, Darren. I'll catch a ride.
Darren? Who the heck is Darren?
I don't even remember how my client meeting went. I just remember my mind kept drifting back to what Maria said about employees staying out of loyalty to Grace. That made me a little jealous and a little uneasy. That kind of connection could be good or bad. I was hoping I wouldn't have to confront her about recruiting other employees to leave with her.
Back from the client meeting and walking to his office, Marvin hears familiar voices coming from the break room. It's Tony and Grace. And though he knows he shouldn't, he stops and listens for a moment.
I just don't know what to do.
I think it'd be better to talk to Marvin sooner than later, don't you?
Yeah, I guess. It's just I don't want to add to his troubles right now.
He's heard enough. Marvin continues down the hall to his office as Grace and Tony finish their conversation.
Well, I know Marvin, and he'd only be disappointed if you didn't say something before you fell further behind. Everybody needs training. It's a new system. It's normal. Do you want me to bring it up with him before I go?
No, I'll take care of it. But, you know, thanks for offering. it's nice to feel like I'm not completely on my own here.
Well, Marvin's a good guy. He's just busy. You have to meet him halfway. Sometimes even a little further than halfway.
Yeah.
Marvin is unable to shake the conversation he heard. So later that day, when Grace is passing by his office, he stops her.
Grace, can I talk to you for a minute?
Yeah, sure. What's up?
Well, actually, that's my question. What's up? I couldn't help overhearing your conversation with Tony a few minutes ago. I gotta be honest, I'm disappointed in you.
In me? Why?
I understand that you're excited about leaving for this new opportunity, but I can't have you recruiting other employees.
Grace maintains her composure, takes a breath, and responds.
Marvin, I don't know what you think I was doing talking with Tony, but you deserve the truth, so I'll tell you. I was doing my job. I have 2 weeks left here, and every week I make it a point to ask each person on this team 3 questions. How are you doing? How's the team doing? And how can I help? Sometimes, like today with Tony, we don't make it past the first question. But that's okay. That's my job. That's how I connect with the people on this team. And if you want to know what we were talking about, ask him. Ask all of them. Do your job. You might be managing the employees, but you're avoiding the people.
Good for Grace. She could have given Marvin a piece of her mind, but instead, she gave him a great piece of advice about connecting with the people on his team. It starts with 3 simple questions. How are you doing? How's the team doing? And how can I help? Driving home that evening, Marvin thought about what Grace had said.
The older I get, the more I'm convinced that there's nothing more rare than someone's honest opinion of me. If you're lucky enough to get that, consider their honesty a gift. Whether or not you like it or agree with it, think long and hard about what they actually said. Was it true? Was I looking at the people who work for me and just seeing employees? I remembered my first boss and his insights into management technique.
In a drab little office, a middle-aged man with a bad comb-over and pit-stained shirt and tie sits behind his desk munching on peanut brittle.
Marvin, when you show up in my office with problems, you know what I see? I see monkeys. Oh, I imagine that all those problems are monkeys. They're covered with monkeys. You know what you want more than anything else? You want to leave those monkeys on my desk, don't you? Well, Marvin, I tell you, my job is to smile and make sure that when you go back out that door, you take all those monkeys with you, every last one of them. Make sense?
Marvin shakes his head and smiles as he remembers his old boss munching away and peering at him over his half-moon glasses.
Is that who I'd become? The monkey guy? I spent the whole evening re-examining my attitude toward the people who work for me. These are good people. Day in and day out, they give me their best work. Yes, they get a paycheck for it, but to the good ones, it's much more than that. They do it to reach their dreams, to support the people they care about. At times, as I was learning, they do it out of loyalty for a leader like Grace. The next morning, I was a changed man. I wanted to inspire that same kind of loyalty. I remembered the 3 questions that Grace had talked about. I couldn't wait to connect with the first person I saw.
Good morning, Maria. How you doing?
Fine, how are you?
Good. How do you think the team's doing?
What? The team?
Yeah. How do you think the team's doing?
Oh, well, pretty good, I guess. But I just got here.
No, I mean, in general, how do you think the team's doing?
Good.
Great. Anything I can do to help?
Maria speaks to us from the break room.
Out of the blue. It was kind of weird. I wasn't sure what he was really asking. And it wasn't just me. Everyone that day was like, what's up with Marvin?
At least he was trying. It's just that before, you kind of knew Marvin had an agenda when he would talk with you. And now, I think he really just wanted to know how we were doing. So people weren't used to that.
I felt uncomfortable. I think it made other people feel uncomfortable. Well, it's hard to have a casual conversation when the fact that you're having a conversation at all is such a rare thing. But I had to start somewhere. Fortunately, I had a conversation with Grace as well.
Thank you for being so gracious. Again, I want to apologize about Tony. I also want to thank you for being so honest about my, connecting with people.
Yeah, the word around here is you've been a regular connecting whirlwind these past couple days.
Yeah, it's been very awkward. I'm sure everyone's trying to avoid me now.
Not at all. But just starting is the hardest part. It gets easier once you've made even a small connection. And pretty soon, if you're consistent, it's no big deal. You're just checking in.
Oh, I hope you're right.
As they talk, Grace gives Marvin another tip on how to connect with team members when connecting is new for everyone.
Well, with some people, if you're just starting out, you might want to try connecting in a way that's a little less structured than the Take 10 check-in. Basically, it's just...
Wait a minute. Take 10 check-in?
Yeah, that's what you've been doing. How are you? How's the team? How can I help? 3 questions, 10 minutes. But it might be easier, and it's probably more important, to start off connecting in a way that's not work-related. And that could be as simple as saying good morning to each person, or talking about some new restaurant you've tried, or a sports team that's in a slump. Anything non-work related.
What do you call that?
I don't call it anything. It's just a way to start the day together as people.
What Grace said sounded easy enough, but the more Marvin thought about it, the more he realized it was the exact opposite of how he worked as a manager.
Every morning on my way to work, I'd go over all the things I needed to accomplish that day. Of course, the list would begin to grow, and by the time I'd get to work, my list was so long that I'd feel like I was already behind. I needed to hit the ground running, and I wanted my employees to do the same.
I don't know, Grace. The last thing I want to do every morning is chit-chat about nothing with every employee I happen to bump into, let alone go out of my way to find them all.
Marvin, did you just hear yourself? Every employee you happen to bump into? These are people, not furniture. They don't start their day the way you do. They're thinking of a million other things on their way to work. Saying good morning is like welcoming them and starting their day at work. And relax. It doesn't have to be a big deal. It just has to be real and consistent. And yes, it's 10 seconds here and 20 seconds there, maybe a minute and a half over there. But investing time in your people is the best investment you can make.
Marvin still wasn't quite convinced. After all, he'd invested quite a bit of time in Grace, and she was still heading for the door. But a few days later, something interesting happened to change his mind.
Morning, Devin.
Hey.
How was your weekend?
It was great. We just hung out. How about you?
Mainly yard work. That's what I like to do.
Yeah? You could come over and do my lawn.
So, what are some of your little girl's newest tricks?
Oh, she's awesome.
I wasn't trying to invest time in Devin. I wasn't trying to make some big connection. I just enjoyed talking to him. Without knowing it, I'd made a connection. Without really trying, I had just stumbled onto the first thing that any leader can offer to keep their good employees. I offered myself as a person. Now, I'm not talking about developing some deep friendship with every one of your employees. That comes with its own set of problems. But just offering yourself as a person, you can't lose. That morning, at the very least,
Devin and I connected as people. Of course, I'm still his manager, so after a few minutes, I couldn't help myself.
In the kitchen, Devin has a big smile on his face.
Check this out. Marvin asked me to help him hire my new boss. Seriously, I'm on the team of people who get to interview the finalists, then I give him my opinion.
As Marvin was beginning to see, connecting with his employees person to person wasn't so hard after all. As they got to know him as a person, they began to trust him more, and the truth about their worlds at work began to come out as well. That's when he discovered the second thing he could offer that would help him keep his good employees, his time. In fact, when he first offered his time to Tony, it caught Tony by surprise, but it had a big payoff.
I just kind of laid it all out there for him, and Grace was right. He took it very well. In fact, we figured out some time right then and there to get me trained. All of a sudden, I felt like I could move forward. I felt like I had a future here again.
We all need to feel like we're further along at the end of each day. A sense of progress or growth. Sometimes, as a leader, it's up to you to remind people of their progress. Now, that may take a few minutes of your time, but it's worth it, and I'll tell you why. Because everyone knows you're busy. They know how much you value your time, but do you know how much they value it? When you sit down with someone who works for you and offer even 10 minutes of your time, it's not lost on them.
As a leader, when you give your employees your time, what they give you in return is priceless, their honesty. Listen to the way Tony talks to Marvin now that he feels comfortable confiding in him.
I was in way over my head with this new system. But you know, every time I felt like quitting, I think she could tell. You know, so she would patiently take me back through each step in the system.
Well, Grace has a gift. We're gonna miss her.
For sure, but I was talking about Maria. She was great. You know, she really knows this system.
Maria.
Back in his greenhouse, Marvin shares his feelings about Maria.
If you're a manager, you probably have a Maria working for you. She's the loyal one. She's there every day, on time, quietly working behind the scenes. She doesn't like to complain, so if you ask her how it's going, you'll probably just hear, fine.
We followed Marvin's story as he learned the first two things a leader needs to offer employees in order to keep the good ones. First, offer yourself as a person, and second, offer your time. But thinking about Maria, Marvin realized there was one more thing that he needed to offer.
Appreciation. We'll leave relationships without it. We'll leave jobs without it. That's the third thing I learned to offer my employees. My appreciation.
It turns out it was just in time. Maria tells us why.
I knew it was time to tell him. When I mentioned other people who were thinking of leaving, I was only talking about me. I needed to find some place that valued what I offered. Anyway, I didn't have to wait long. He came to see me that afternoon.
Maria, could I see you for a minute?
Sure.
I need a big favor from you. If I could clear your schedule, would you be willing to officially train Tony on our new system?
Well, Marvin...
From what I hear, you're miles ahead of everybody else in terms of mastering the system. It would mean so much to me if you'd be willing to take this on.
Well, he's almost got it figured out. It shouldn't take that long.
Thanks. From what I hear, you've helped him a lot already. I really appreciate all the time you've been willing to spend with him. I think you may be the only reason Tony's still around.
Well, I doubt that, but thank you.
Was Tony the employee who was thinking of leaving?
So what was I supposed to say? No, it was me and I quit? I had no idea that he even knew or cared that I did any of that. I think he really meant it. It made me feel like I belonged here again.
Lucky for Marvin, he realized the truth of what Grace had been trying to tell him just in time to keep a great employee, Maria, on the team. In fact, thanks to Grace, Marvin had a completely new view of what it meant to truly manage people.
This sounds like an overstatement, but I don't think it is. Once you connect as a person, everything you need to know as a manager will follow. Either directly or indirectly, you'll find out who's doing well, who needs help, what needs celebrating, and what needs fixing. Your people know the answers to all those things. If you take the time to connect with each one of them, you'll know too. Once you see life and work through their eyes, you can show them a future right where they are. Maybe before it's too late. I ask Maria for one more favor.
Maria rushes up to Grace's office door.
Grace, Marvin needs to see you right away.
What's wrong?
I don't know, but he seems pretty upset.
With a look of concern on her face, Grace follows Maria out of her office and around the corner into the break room. Her look of concern turns into laughter as she sees the whole team in the decorated break room.
Party was a good idea. Everyone needed a chance to tell Grace how much we were going to miss her and how much we appreciated her. As I watched her collect her thank yous and farewells, I couldn't help thinking, why do we wait so long? Why wait until someone is leaving? Why not offer our appreciation while they're still right here to enjoy it?
Don't wait till it's too late. If you want to keep your good employees, do your very best with whoever you have right now. Your world may be very different from Marvin's hotel. Maybe you lead a large corporate department, or you run a restaurant, or a local hardware store. As leaders, you face different challenges and have different gifts, but those you lead are still people. So learn from Marvin's mistakes. You'll spend a lot less time and energy recruiting and training new people if you just keep recruiting the good ones you already have.
Remember, to keep the good employees you already have, make a connection. That's the first step. They are people first, employees second. Connecting in a non-work way will help you start each of their days off right. And it's the easiest way for you to offer yourself as a person. Take an interest, get to know them, and don't forget to let them get to know you. Next, connect at work by offering your time. Commit to a Take 10 check-in with each of them on a regular basis. Simply ask, how are you doing? How is the team doing? And how can I help? And finally, offer your appreciation. Every member of your team still needs to know that you want them there. So look for ways to catch them doing great work and let them know you appreciate who they are as people and what they bring to their jobs. Good luck.
If you enjoyed this podcast and you're interested in the film version, please go to mediapartners.com. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Media Partners is the leading provider of original high-quality training films and learning content. With captivating content that engages employees, you can raise awareness and change behavior. For more information about other Media Partners programs, please go to www.mediapartners.com.